Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
My apologies for last week, as I wasn't feeling well, so I summoned Julia and said, can we take a day off?
Yeah, so how are you feeling now? You're not sounding too stuffy.
Well, it's funny, because I've always felt fine, but my nose got all stuffed up, so I don't know if it's like allergies or what it is, but I would sound like this, so I'm like, I don't want to sound like
that. So my question to you, because you know, nothing is...
Nothing's sacred with Julia.
Well, I mean, it's always a message, right? Everything is a message, so stuffy nose, stuff going on with the nose and stuff, it's usually... has to do with pressure maybe that you're applying to yourself or
something. It was like that. Yeah, okay. So I have done my journey with it, and I was you know, all the expenses that were coming up and tax season and all of that was putting me in a tailspin of pay this, pay that, get this, get that, sell this, sell that. I've been in a roller coaster of money coming in and out. And so, yeah, I noticed that during that time, there was two different times where the stuffy nose came in, too much pressure. Mm-hmm. And the first time when I tuned into it, they said that I was releasing something. Okay. The second time was like, well, if you want to keep burning the candle at both ends, we're just going to force you to take a break.
There you go.
So that was this one. Uh-huh. And so that's why I was like, hey, why don't I just take the night off and
quit? And I think that's even how I worded it. Well, if you want to take a break.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to take a break, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I did. So thank you everyone that tuned in, because I forgot to tell you that we weren't going live. And I did get a couple messages saying, are you guys coming on tonight? And I'm like, no. What?
Are you ever coming back?
Well, that's right, because we haven't been here for 2 weeks, have we?
I know. And seeing the week before, so that's my apologies, is remember I was saying things were starting to go off in the house. My air conditioning went out and it was so hot in the house. We had a heat wave come through and it was intolerable. There was no way I would have been dripping and it would have been a comedy show. And so we decided.
I would have been okay with it.
I know you were gonna be fine. But it was really miserable, but it's all fixed now. But see, there again, that's another thing. It's like, what is going on? Because I had my faucet, we were talking about that, but this air conditioner heater, but it was just, you know, anyway, the whole system.
Yeah. The heat pump. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's say hello to our little friends in the chat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to tell us a story about.
Well, something. Then we can diagnose. Well, we'll diagnose that and then we'll come into what's going on right now. So, but I'd like people to diagnose what that is.
Okay.
So we've got the house is you, right? So what
the
is
the house that? Is you. Yeah. You're getting too hot.
And anybody that's been in a class with me or been at a live event with me, they know. I get hot very easily. And so it's like, what was that about? it was really.
Yeah.
I mean, and fans were fair. I ended up getting another fan that was, so I could have one on me in the office. But,
so she looks like this now.
It's so funny because then a few days later, after I got the air conditioning, it was only on for like a day, and then a cold front came through, and so I had to turn the heater on.
Well, at least you know they both work.
They do both work. They work very well.
Very well.
Very well, yes.
Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, let's say hello to Carol, Margaret, Judy, Chris, Sherry, Monique, and Danielle are all in there. We've got people everywhere from Australia, South Dakota, Idaho, Canada, and I don't know where the others are from. They don't have it on there, but I'm sure we're about to find out.
Yes, please tell us.
So everyone, diagnose also in that telling us, diagnose what's going on with the house.
Yeah, what do you get? Because, I mean, the house is yourself. And so what would the air conditioning system be? Like, what would that be analogous to in the body? Is that the nervous system? Probably not. That's messages.
So the air conditioner stopped working.
Mm-hmm.
It runs through the ducts and
it's your cooling system.
The cooling system.
Which we know mine doesn't work anyway. My cooling system. Well, I sweat very well. That's my cooling system. I do just
right. Work. Yeah. That is something that, you know, Julia and I can be competitive about. So, let's see. We go out and we go on a hike or a walk or something, and we've been in those situations.
Well, like when we went crystal digging and we had to do that in, was it July?
Yeah.
And that's not the thing to do in Arkansas.
Degrees, no yeah. shade.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't do crystal digging in Arkansas in July or August. No. But we did that and it was a real sweat fest.
Yeah. We were drenched. Mm-hmm. We're like, when that dries, it's going to go. So we're not shy about it. We know, you know, I've always been, I would always run hot and sweat like that. And my face gets really red.
Yeah.
I mean, from the beginning of time, my first breath into this world, I'd be, you know, I grew up on a farm, we would be moving hay bales or whatever.
Yeah.
And both my sister and I would get red in the face. And this is interesting. Okay, mm-hmm. Are you aware of this caller? No? Jerry.
Okay. From Medford, from your area.
But you guys
are you aware of this caller?
We just got told there's a caller. That's I don't know if we've ever taken a caller. This could be fun.
Just ask for them and I'll unmute. Okay, do we want to take this caller or do you want to finish your thought?
Finishing my thought. Yeah, I just, people, you know, when you get into an adult life and you turn beet red, people want to mm-hmm. rush you to the emergency room.
Are you okay?
No, this is normal. I turn 50 shades of red when I am getting hot, working out, anything like that.
Yes, so, absolutely.
So yeah, but I have scared people before with how red I've gotten in the face.
I scare people with how wet I get. I mean, it just did. Yeah. It's like a faucet. You know? Yeah.
Okay. Should we talk to Jerry?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Wonderful.
Okay. you know, I've been listening to Dolores Cannon for quite a while. And I really I really understand everything she's saying because I had a very close encounter with a UFO.
Okay.
Is it okay to talk about it?
Absolutely.
Well, you can't just call in.
Yeah, you don't say that. Drop it.
Yeah. No, we don't want to hear about this really cool story. Yeah, bring us your story. We're listening.
Okay. In California, 1971, I had a UFO that suddenly appeared over me late at night. It was dark. And the U.S. Air Force Base came and they tape recorded everything I said about it. What happened after that is I became very psychic after the connection with the UFO. I was telling people things that really blew everybody's minds. For 8 years, I had that. And my question is, the last thing that happened with my psychic abilities was in the middle of the night in 1982, I was in bed with my boyfriend for 5 years, and we were in a waterbed, and I was against the wall. And he, in the middle of the night, somebody was knocking on our door. And so he got out of bed and walked around the hallway down to the door to answer the door. He said, as he was leaving the room, he said, he said, who would be knocking on our door at midnight? Mm-hmm. And I'm in bed and I waited to see who it was. And he opened the door and the person at the door was me.
Oh,
okay. So, but you were, okay. So he saw you.
That was a good plot twist.
Yeah. Now, did you see him like physically there? You were in the bed, right?
Yes. I was in the bed. I never left the bed. And he got out of the bed and went to the door. Mm-hmm. And the person that was at the door was me.
Okay.
And I didn't know him or the house. I was hitting him and hitting the walls. And he had to calm me down because I didn't know me at the door didn't know this house or him. And when we finally went back to the bedroom, there was no me in the bed. What happened? I'm 80 years old now, and I'm left with this.
Hey, that is a cool terrible story.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that is really, really cool. That's usually you're not conscious of things like that. You know, things like that are probably happening all the time, and we just aren't conscious of them. That has to do with dimensions and realities and all kinds of things and moving among them and like timelines. Oh yeah, timelines majorly. You know, there's a timeline where you didn't live in that house or with that guy. You didn't know him. That's why. But I don't know why you were at that door. You know, if that was the case, why were you even there? But
exactly. Who was the real me? I mean, I have been plagued with this. I'm 80 years old now. This happened when I was like, I think I was in my like 40.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it was 80. Yeah.
It bothered me.
I have, for me, it feels like, I don't know. I'm gonna go out on a bigger limb with that and say, okay, he got up out of the bed. You were abducted when his back was turned. Boom, you're up on the ship. And then you're returned back to the same time and place in front of the house.
You didn't know
another
him.
Reality, another dimension.
Yeah, having another reality because she didn't know him and she didn't know the house. Yeah.
But now you got your memory back as to him. At what point did you remember who you were and that was your husband and you were in your home?
It took a little while. I mean, he had to grab a hold of me and hold me down because I was hitting the walls and I was hitting him. I was pounding on his chest. It took a while for him to calm me down and say, it's okay, it's okay, you know. He said, and he also said, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, and, I'm with him.
Yeah.
So did you ever have a regression done to find out?
No, I've always been afraid, but I'll tell you one thing. I've had many dreams of flying in something and going through valleys with very green grass. And the ocean, I mean, diving down and just going 90 miles an hour in my dreams. I don't know if I was abducted or not. I have no idea.
Well, there's so many, like Dolores writes in her books, it's so convoluted. There are so many possibilities with that story that each one of us listening could tell a different story and each one could be a possibility.
Yeah.
What do you think happened? If you were to just go with your first hit on that, what do you think happened to you?
I'm not really sure. When it came over me, the light came down. It came down on me, and it was pitch black outside, and I couldn't see anything. The fences, or the cars, or flowers, nothing. This was at midnight. It was pitch black. And when the light came down over me, I could see everything. I could see the fence, the flowers, the cars, her stairs. I was going to a girlfriend's house to talk to her.
She saw the UFO.
Okay. Pardon me?
You're talking about the first encounter, right? The
UFO. During the encounter. Yes.
Okay.
It appeared out of nowhere. There was no noise. It was like, it just, I thought it was the air. It was like, I don't know. It was like the air was moving or something. And I thought it was a big bird. But when I looked up at it, it was a saucer. It was a round.
That's when you get your download is when, cause it gets your attention and it can be a split second. You may have been taken on it. You may not have been, it's hard to say. It doesn't matter. That's when you get your download though. It's just when they get your attention for that split second. And so that download is what led, cause you said then you had all these abilities after that. So that was from that. That's very cool. I mean, that's
many.
You know that you are one, you are, that was your ship, right? You know that you were one of them.
I must have been. And I'll tell you one other thing. Later on in 1982, I went to a doctor because I had a round red spot on my ankle that wouldn't go away, bright red. And I didn't know what it was. And finally, I went to a doctor and they dissected my ankle to see what was causing that. And they took out a little tiny metal thing.
Absolutely. And that's the implant, you know, and those, and if you've been reading mom's books and you've been watching her videos, you know, that was just so your people could find you.
Oh my God. So
that was your GPS tracker.
Exactly. That's exactly it. It can also be, you know, they're like a time release thing to keep you healthy. But it's really so they can find you, you know, because these are your people, that your beings, you know. And
well, they can't find me anymore because he took it out.
They can, but you know, but well, that, okay, that's the same year though. 82 is the same year that you had the incident happen in the house, right?
No, 71. Wait, I'm sorry. 1982 is when I was at the door and I was in bed at the same time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, was that before or after you had the piece of metal taken out of your ankle?
I had the ankle taken, the metal taken out of my ankle afterwards.
After.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like I said, he went to the door, you got zapped up, then brought back down, and it was very, now they can take you for as long as they want to and bring you back to the same point they took you. And bring you back. Why they took you from a bedroom and dropped you at the door.
Right. But let's go back to, okay, Jerry, Tracy had asked you, what do you think happened? And you jumped back to the encounter point. Let's go to the point where you're in the house and you leave, you're in the bed and you're at the door. What do you think happened? The first thing that comes to your mind. It's okay. It doesn't matter.
I thought I was.
Go ahead.
I actually thought that that I was what do you call it, like maybe sleepwalking or something. I really didn't know. It has been a total mystery all my life.
Okay, but well, I'm asking you right now, not the person back there, you right now, what do you think it is? The first thing that popped in your head.
I think I might have been abducted.
Team abduction. Everyone is at that. Put it in the chat room because there's something very extraordinary that happened there. And you wanted to remember that. So that's why you set it up, I think, where you were at the front door, not back in the bedroom. Like you needed it to stand out. You needed to remember that event.
And it probably had some effect on your, because you said it's been with me the rest of my life. And so it's probably influenced your actions, your everything that you do in some way. So that's why you had it.
Changed my whole life.
There you go. See? Absolutely. If you wouldn't have been aware of it, it wouldn't have nothing.
So, we do have a question in the chat room. What did the doctor say about the little piece of metal? Did they say anything about that?
He didn't know what it was. He just took it out and he said, yeah, he said, you have a little tiny piece of metal in there. And he took it out. But
you know, but if they, Well, yeah, it's funny because you said, well, it's not there anymore. How do you know?
Maybe they relocated it so you couldn't find
they'll,
it.
They'll bring you back and put another one in if they need to, or they'll come see you and put one in. Because some people do it. They'll take them out and then they'll come back and put another one in. You know, if they need to know where you are and they need you to have that in you, they will put it back. And this is per your agreement.
And the other thing that they do with those, from what I understand, is they're monitoring your body and your health. Like Julia was saying, it's about your health. They're monitoring you so that if you do have some health concerns, mm-hmm. they'll take you up and work on you.
Absolutely.
They're more interested in you having a long life experience so that they can, you know, they're getting data, and that's their little data collector.
Well, I mean, and this is, you're one of them, and that's why they're going to take care of you. Yeah. They're not going to do anything that's going to harm you. And this is per your agreement that you will be here. You're the boots on the ground and they're where they are. And then you're sharing information all the time. Like you said, you're collecting data.
Oh, I understand that they really love us and they want to help us. Yeah. I don't believe that they're coming around to hurt us. They want to help us, and I believe that.
Yes.
I just wish, you know, so many years I've carried this. It, you know, you can't tell everybody because it sounds they think you're crazy. You know.
So here's what I think is crazy. I have done this show with Julia for what, about 3 years now, at least. Uh-huh. We have never had anyone call in. How did you know how to call in?
Because I was looking for, I didn't know that Dolores had passed away. I didn't know that. And I was expecting to talk to her because I've been listening to her on YouTube. And that's your name, Juliet Cannon, was given.
Yes, I'm
so sure. I knew she passed away.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And
what a wonderful lady.
Oh, so there must have been a call-in number from something you saw there.
Well, yeah, I mean, we used to have call-ins. Yeah. We used to have people call in. So
our directors.
Well, they gave the phone number. They gave the phone number.
Yeah. Now he's giving us the number.
Yeah, that's hilarious. But no, I mean, there are no mistakes, right? No, and it's like, what a powerful evening to just have this pop up and be part of our show today. Yeah. And for you to share this. And thank you so much for calling and letting us have this time with you. That's so fun. Absolutely.
Thank you so much for telling me what I need to hear.
Well, and what they're telling me, okay, I was getting something when you guys were talking a minute ago, and it was like, because I'm sensing your curiosity. You want to know more. You want to know who it is, whatever. You want to know something more. And they're saying,
right,
if you'll just get into a quiet space, like kind of pseudo meditation or whatever, just at mm-hmm. night or just whenever feels good to you. I don't know if you have a regimen or anything that you do, but they'll say, if you'll just do that and then just start asking questions, they will tell you what you need to know. And
okay.
Yeah.
I'm working on it. I am.
It's just a matter of
relaxing.
Just
relax your mind, relax your body, and then just allow it. It's nothing to work at. It's nothing to try to do. It's that close. It's like all you have to do is just, you know, and then just allow the information to come in.
Okay, will do.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Well,
thank you.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Yes.
You're so welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Come join us in the chat room now. God bless you too. All right. So yeah, everybody's enjoying that story. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And Tracy from Brisbane, Australia says, I was just reading about abductions in the custodians and then here this happens. Mm-hmm. So very, very synchronistic with a lot of mm-hmm. things going on right now. So
absolutely. You know, and especially at the time period that she's talking about, it was not common at all to remember things. That's when things were really amnesiac. And but she, like you said, she set it up that way. So it would change her life. So she was probably on one course and she really needed to change courses, and that something like that will do it. It'll be Yeah. It's time, you know.
Yeah. Like, something like that. Progression. For sure. Yeah. And then to have the confirmation also with the little metal piece in the ankle. How amazing. So lots of really cool stories out there like that or similar to that. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Do we get back to the air conditioning?
I know that seems so trivial and mundane now after that story. I mean, it's like, whoa. I mean, I was trying to get an idea of what beings. Did you get any idea?
Palladian.
That's what they're. It's like they're. Hmm?
I got Palladian with.
I didn't hear what you said.
The Palladians.
I don't know. I was just getting. It's like they're that close. It's going to be really easy for her to get that information.
Oh yeah, as soon as she tunes into that, they're going to show themselves. That's what I was saying. Is that I'm feeling their excitement that she shared the story for one, and that they're ready. They're more than ready to let her know who they are. So,
yeah.
Okay, so you keep freezing up on my end. I hope you guys are able to see us both.
And you're freezing up on my end. We're just a frozen.
The energy is very powerful tonight.
And that's what I was going to talk about after the air conditioning, because you're like, you want to talk about stuff, you know, like what's going on today? I'm like, we'll talk about it on the show. And was there another? But that it has to do with that. But let's go to the air conditioning first, because I think this is really cool to show how we can look at things like that. It's like you don't take anything for granted.
No.
Especially when there's a bunch of things happening. Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah,
you
know? It's all there.
And there are other things that happen, but I don't need to mention all of them. But it's just, you know, the air conditioning, that's a pretty big deal. It's like a central system in the house.
We're getting reminded that there's solar flares and Mercury is in retrograde. So,
yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Julia is probably going to be abducted live on the show tonight, just so that we can be demonstrated how quick and easily she can be brought back in a confused state also.
Yeah, it's happening in those freezing spots.
Okay. I love it. You don't hear this kind of stuff anywhere else, you guys. Just come here. We'll bring it weird and we'll do it right.
Exactly. Exactly. With no fear.
No fear.
No fear.
So yes. Air conditioning and heating, are we dealing with heaven and hell, or are we dealing with?
No, because, well, no, I don't acknowledge that.
Resonate with that at all. Oh my God. The look on your face was enough for me to say it. No.
I mean, it dawned on me. Yeah, I was talking about how hot it was, but no, it never occurred to me that it was hell. So no.
Okay. So we're not dealing with the heaven and hell aspects. Okay.
No, that does not resonate.
I'm not getting goosebumps on that one. Okay.
Any thoughts out there? Does anybody have any ideas? I want you to tap in too. I mean, it's just whatever. So
there's right now we're still getting through all the energy. Everybody's get your little fingers of typing, you guys. Judy says the weirder we are, the better. So it's okay, all good. Yeah. All
right. Fantastic.
All right.
Okay. So what are you picking up anything? I mean, it was just an odd.
Well, it kind of slowed you down, just like the stuffiness slowed me down. The True. House was slowing you down because you weren't mm-hmm. able to do as much in that heat. You mm-hmm. you know, we didn't do the show. We didn't.
Yeah.
There was your time. You were having to manage your time in the morning when it was cooler so that you weren't mm-hmm. overexerting in the afternoon.
True.
I don't know. Did you, during this time that the air conditioner was out, did you find yourself going to get ice cream cones or slurpy, icy, slushy drinks? Or
no, I didn't do that, but I did have ice cream in the freezer. And so I was, you know, eating ice cream.
You were set. Okay. Yeah. Because that seems like an important aspect of staying cool, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, why did Julia's air conditioner break? Okay. Sorry, it says Mother Gaia's third grand trine is being activated. Okay, so we're talking about a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anger. because of the heat. I like Margaret's idea though about all the different energies that are coming in. It is spiking, and yeah, when that energy spikes, it does mess with some of our things.
Sure. Really, it was the life of the appliance, but the timing of it with everything else. I mean, it probably is all of these things. They were at their lives. They were done.
They were done. Just all. So, what are you done with right now? What cycle are you done with? Because I'd hate to think that you're just going to take off on us.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
That's not acceptable.
I still got lots to do. So, mm-hmm. That's a good question, huh? I hadn't thought of it that way. Unless it's just shifting, yeah, into new things. It's like something, letting something go.
An old way of being is maybe falling away. Then there was a transition period that wasn't comfortable. Mm-hmm. And then a new.
Yeah, because it couldn't.
That works even better.
It does. That, you know, oh my gosh, it's so much better. But yeah, they came out and they were like, oh yeah, we can't. The first company was like, we got to get, you know, it's going to take us a little bit. We'll get an estimate and we'll get back to you. They didn't get back to me when they said, so I called and they're like, oh, well, we still have to get an estimate to you. We didn't do that yet. And they're like, I'm like, what, you know, and then you haven't done anything. It's been several days, you know, and they're like, well, and they don't have it in stock. So it's going to be a few days once you get the estimate. And it's still, and I'm like, oh, this is crazy. So a friend who knows everybody in the area had a friend, and they
good like, friend to have
good friend to have. Yes. And they knew the right person, and they were out because that was on Friday. They were out Monday, had it installed. Oh, actually on Tuesday, had it installed. All great. And I still hadn't heard from the other company.
Yeah.
So, and then when I did, which was like last week, the end of last week, they were like, okay, here it is. Here's the estimate. And it's going to take several days to get the unit in stock. So it still wouldn't. And then I was going to be in line, you know, so I probably still would not have any.
Okay. So we've told a lot of stories. Uh-huh. And we've told the Stone Mountain story.
Yes.
I have to say this applies here. It's got to, because in Stone Mountain, we took away, we didn't take the easy way. We took the hard way. Mm-hmm. And here you could have been waiting in line forever. You could have been in that heat. Mm-hmm. You could have been suffering through it, but then somebody else shows up and you could have went, well, I'm already working with someone, but you didn't, you went ahead, you took that other option and boom, mm-hmm. it was fixed within like 2 days, 3 days,
2 days. And at, when the estimate came in, it was so exorbitantly high. So much, I mean, almost double.
Oh, the other place that was taking forever? Oh, goodness.
So it's like, yeah, I mean, it was the easier way. It was a better way. It was all the way around. It was better.
Yeah. So there's an example of two timelines, you guys. Mm-hmm. You know, Julia had to choose between two timelines. Was she going to be in the one that was taking forever, or the one that she was back in comfort within 2 days? Okay, let's see. We got detoxifying through the sweating, and that was from Jason. Let's see. I've noticed the animals are being affected as well. So that's when we were talking about the energy surges and all of that. Okay,
we're gonna go there in a minute, because that's what's going on now.
Oh, the animals. Okay.
Yeah. Well, so, with the energies and everything, I think that has to do with what's happening like right now.
Gosh, I'm just looking at Jason's post about detoxifying while sweating, because that was our conversation as we were talking about how we both can work up a sweat. And
we know how to detoxify.
Yeah. Well, and remember, the first version of my sinuses was me purging and detoxifying or shedding. Wow. So as I'm looking at that, because I kept thinking, man, is this still hot flashes? What am I going through? What's happening? Mm-hmm. But I do notice that there's certain times that it happens too. And it's usually when I'm in a session. And there's
more all that energy, really
high vibrational energy. And next thing I know, I'm like, I'm sorry. It's like, You guys get to know everything about Julia. Yeah. We really don't hold back a lot. Do you ever, I love it when I get a client that starts talking to me about something and I'm thinking, man, I don't remember having that conversation with them. And then we realize that it was through one of our shows. It's like, oh yeah, that's right. You guys kind of know me, like, you know, we're mm-hmm. chatting on the phone or whatever, because we talk about it all. Mm-hmm. But anyways, yeah. So I think that this is heading in the right direction, that there's mm-hmm. purging, detoxifying, shedding old, end of a cycle, uncomfortable time period of change from one to another. And then boom, now everything's smooth and feels good and flowing and in a good place. So what's going on with Rocket?
Oh no, that's all fine. It's not the animals. It's just, it's the technology. It's all the machine. It's all those things. Yeah. That's what's happening right now. It's like our websites, all of everything is just gone berserk. Well, and we're like, man, this Mercury retrograde is crazy. But that would make sense if there's lots of energies and all this stuff culminating at the same time. I mean, it's crazy what is happening.
Yeah.
And that's why I was a little late getting on, is because I'm still troubleshooting and trying to take care of something else that was happening.
Well, I'm glad you made it.
But it's just,
if you have to know,
I was like this.
I didn't have to troubleshoot today. It was a pretty relaxed day. I had a great client. Then I came home and had time to sit and kick up my feet for a minute.
Wonderful.
I even set an alarm so I didn't like get distracted in my relaxing.
Fall asleep.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Mm-hmm. I didn't fall asleep. And then it
those afternoon naps are the best.
I know. And I was just at that point too, where I was like, mm-hmm. I could fall asleep right mm-hmm. now.
We could just sink on down.
Mm-hmm. I had a pillow under my arm here and I was leaning on it and it was like, oh, I really could. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So we're all very grateful that we're both here right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's
see. We're very grateful you guys are here.
Computers. So Johnny's in here saying that, yeah, the computers are having a crazy time as well. And, okay. So Margaret's referring to one of the workshops I did where I think it's the one where we were told to listen to it 5 times. And she's like, I listened to it for the second time. Maybe it's a different one. I'm not sure. But anyways, yeah, there was one that I did that was a DNA and cellular upgrade. And that was the other time I've never had an experience like this before. I did channeled in the Daniel stuff, did the 90 minute thing. And we all talked about it afterwards. And I hit end meeting. And I thought, oh, that's weird. My throat feels funny. And I was sick from that point on for about a week.
Oh, wow.
In meeting, boom, it hit me. And I was just like, what is happening? It's mm-hmm. like, so that's when I sat with it and said, so what's going on? Why am I experiencing this? Mm-hmm. And I heard, get through your 5 listens because you're purging all the old stories, the mm-hmm. old DNA, you know, the stuff that hangs on to her. So it was DNA. It was a physical thing. It was my body shedding old programs and just release, release, release. So I think that's what Margaret's talking about, is our physical bodies do need to do some releasing at times too. So, and she's saying, yeah, the DNA one. So yeah, that one was kind of intense. Mm-hmm. So if anybody would like to go through a journey where they're going to release and have some experiences, because then the next group that we got together, I said, how many people had an experience after that? And I kind of shared mm-hmm. mine, and so many hands went up, and I was just like,
cool.
I don't even know what happens in some of these things. It's so crazy. So, and Johnny, it's the DNA cellular workshop that it's on my website if you want to go check it out. But yeah, that one was intense. So anyways, yeah. So what other kind of shedding and releasing? We've been going through a lot. We've had those solar flares. We've had the...
Yeah, so so talk about that, because see, I don't follow any of that stuff. So this is where I usually get information, right here.
this is when I know a solar flare is happening. I feel.
That's right.
Bitey. I get cranky. I get really sleepy and I get a little bit irritable. I know, hard to believe, but Julia might have witnessed me in
your, sons are on the other side of the door going, we know.
Yeah, they're like, oh, believe us, it's a real thing. Yeah, but I get very sleepy and very irritable when those are happening. But what it is just it's a solar flare or a release of energy from the sun that hits us a lot stronger than just a regular sun ray. And they're so intense, but they're meant to be intense because what they do, or at least in my experience, somebody in the audience might have a different definition, but for me, what they've done is they bring up all my you know, the childhood traumas, the adult traumas, the resentments, the hurts, the pains, the angers, the depressions, anything that's going on that we keep going, no, don't want to look at that today. Mm-hmm. It says, oh no, you're looking and here it is. And if you don't want to look, I'm going to throw a bunch of stuff at you and you're going to have to look at it.
That makes sense. Okay. So let's, because those are the things that we push out here. And I saw something where somebody said, you know, we think sometimes people think the shadow work is we're negative stuff, but it's actually just the stuff that we've pushed and we rejected, we don't want to deal with. So it's like, you think of it, a flare is going to be a bright light and it's going to expose everything you've got, you're trying to hide.
Yes, that's a great way to put it. It's like a flare that lights it all up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So that would be a solar flare. Yeah.
Well, I know I've been tired. I've been very tired. So that could be that, you know, like over, but not today or yesterday, that I just felt like I got energy to get through the day. The other days, it was just like, it's nap time.
We've had the eclipses and stuff too. And those are amplifying the energy of whatever the moon cycle is in. And that's, you know, if you follow the astrologies and different things. So they're all you guys releasing the stuff, emotional detox. Thanks for the love and the hugs, Jason. And all of you guys are really chatty today and I'm really appreciating that. Thank you. So Johnny's in here saying, I get the same symptoms, and we do have to realize we are experiencing symptoms of the shift or of the ascension. Our bodies were not born with the right frequencies to handle the frequencies, if I'm even saying that right, as we keep moving into these different energies.
Well, they're being upgraded all the time. They were born to handle where we were at that point. And in order to go to where we are going, that's where we have these upgrades. We have these different things. That's where we have these, you know, things that are happening. So it's going to be a little uncomfortable while the body moves into that next layer of, you know, vibration.
It certainly is. It can be. And we sleep through it, or we get moody, or we get appetite changes or headaches or even blurred vision as you're rubbing your eyes.
I got there's something in it or something right here and it's bugging me. So it's not a bug, but I think I got it.
Okay,
now.
Everybody, it's her right eye. What is it?
It is. What do I not want to see?
Yeah, but we could do this all day. What other symptoms do we have? Let's see.
You said something there that was really cool. I don't want to let it slip by because it's something we can ask for. Because you said sometimes we're, you know, when we're sleeping, blah, blah. You can ask for this stuff to happen while you're sleeping.
Yeah.
So that you don't have to be going through all the physical stuff and you know, just say, I want it to happen when I'm asleep.
And I had a really good reminder that, and this was during a QHHT session. I was telling Julia that in a session that I had, the higher self or the higher self that came through, the subconscious, was really loud and was kind of cantankerous, I guess would be a good word. It was a little rough. It was a lot to listen to. And I share walls with other businesses. So I had to ask this
Okay, let's just put ourselves in that picture real quick.
Oh my God. If you guys, absolutely one of the most amazing experiences that I had, because the energy that was coming through was, it was an incredible session, because the energy, very loud. Like if you can imagine yelling to somebody that's on the other side of a mall, that's what I was getting. like it was, I'm sitting there going, oh my gosh, I have an orthodontist on the other side of the wall. Could you imagine? You're okay. Listen. Anyway, but so really that, and I said, okay, so I have walls, shared walls with other businesses. Could we use a different voice, a softer voice? And this person's face kind of got all like, and I said, so you understand that the voice that you're coming through with, because she said, well, the client, she said, this person doesn't ever want us to communicate because she seems scared of us. And I said, well, you're kind of using an aggressive voice. Do you use this voice when you come through? Yeah.
Well,
I mean, yeah, I was like, yeah, I was like, okay. And this was a woman, and the voice was very heavy, you know, very deep and aggressive. And I said, okay, well, what if you chose a different voice to use when you communicate with her? What if you chose a very soft, loving voice? And then it goes from rah, 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 to, we can do that. And then what it said is, it said, you just taught us something. And so rather, this was a collective that she works with, or her higher self. I believe it was a collective she was working with. They said, we didn't know the difference in your emotions.
Oh.
She's experiencing for us. She came here to experience for us. And you just taught us there's a difference between talking in the soft voice and the rough voice. And then later, when we were talking, she was sharing with me that growing up, the communication was yelling back and forth.
Ah.
And so these beings that were trying to speak to her, she had blocked them because they were coming through in the way that they were trying. They thought communication happened on our planet.
They speak to you in the way that you need to be spoken to. So it's whatever you're used to. That makes total sense. Mm-hmm.
So it was such a profound moment for them, for the client, and even for myself to go, you know, that makes so much sense. That's why we're here in this experience of the human experiences, so that we can feel this duality. But when you are coming from other dimensions, you don't quite maybe understand. And I was told that about angels before too. They don't understand why we say the things we do, why we do the things we do, because they're feeling it all. And they're going, well, that person doesn't feel that way. Why did they say that? You know? And so they're trying to understand us so that they can help us. Yeah. And that's what this collective was doing. They were trying to understand her and communicate with her in the style that they had seen her use, which was very aggressive, apparently, you know, growing up, a lot of that going on in the home. So when they were coming in like that, she blocked them. And sure. So she unblocked them for the session. And when I told them, come through with the softer voice, then they started speaking in this very motherly voice.
Aww.
And it was so soft and it was so loving. And all of a sudden, all this information just starts coming out. And I just sat back and listened, because I was like, oh my gosh, this is like the can of worms, right? But we have to remember that sometimes these beautiful galactic counterparts, mm-hmm. they don't understand the emotional gap that we have, you know. Mm-hmm. We have all this beautiful stuff and rough stuff too. So
yeah, and but something else that you're making very clear there is that you can ask them to do it differently.
Yeah.
And ask them, you know, and like that, you can ask them to do your upgrades while you're sleeping. You can ask them to do it when feels right for you, not at inconvenient times or in uncomfortable voices or you know, energy.
And that's what they said. They said, we didn't realize we were making her uncomfortable. We had no idea. And they kept apologizing. We have no idea. We're so sorry. Wow. We didn't know that we were making her uncomfortable. So yeah, that's where that story was going. Yeah. Thank you for wrapping that up. But sure. it was full circle. I was like, I went somewhere with that. But what a profound experience that was, though, to have that aha moment that, oh, this collective didn't understand what coming through harsh and coming through loving meant. Mm-hmm. It all meant the same to them. It was communication because they communicate telepathically.
Yeah.
So it was brand new to them to do it this way.
Let's take it completely full circle.
Okay.
To our caller. This is and I just saw her name like yesterday. So it reminded me of this woman. She's one of the authors at Ozark Mountain Publishing. Her name is Donna Lynn, and she had experiences all coming up through her life. And when she was a little girl and all the way through. And one of the things I remember that she said was, I mean, they would appear to her in really weird ways and all these different things. And a lot of it was just to be silly because they didn't want her to have fear, you know, and they were trying to understand that. And that was her thing that they said, little by little, they were understanding more of how, that's what they were trying to understand, was how we were reacting, what emotions were being elicited, because they really want to understand us and really want to not be fearful to us. They're trying to figure out how to do it where we don't fear them.
Yeah. And it makes sense.
They want to understand us.
Yes. Yeah. And so that, you know, that's with the little clip in or metal piece or the monitoring and they are trying to help us. And that's what volunteers are here to do, to help the collectives understand what it is to be human so that they know how to help us better.
And the poor volunteers are just like, why am I here?
Oh, as if you're not one.
I don't understand all this stuff. it's kind of crazy. The monitors are overloaded. I mean, really, when you think, let's look at it as an experiment.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, but I think they've been constantly adjusting as well because they're seeing okay, this isn't going the way we thought it might go. Exactly. We need to keep adjusting here. But it's working
because we're all starting to get tapped into that, right?
It's working just fine. It's just, I bet it's not the original plan.
Probably not. What timeline is this?
Yeah.
Are we on the water heater or the air conditioners working or not working? Okay, Julia, if people want to become a practitioner of QHHT, where do they go?
They go to QHHTofficial.com. Imagine that.
Wow. And if they want to know about soul speak and the language of their body.
JuliaCannon.com. And we make it as simple as we can. And then Tracy, how can people find you for sessions, for workshops, for anything?
Yeah. Got a lot of things coming up, you guys. And that is at TracyMahan.com. Or if you're interested in a QHHT session, QHHTofficial.com. You can find me over there as well. Mm-hmm. So much fun.
There's a find a practitioner page, and you can go there and you can look up your area or look up Tracy, you know, and go, yes, find out her information and stuff. So yeah, anything you want, we have practitioners all over the world.
All over the world.
All over the world. We have a bunch of practitioners right here in our audience.
Yeah. Almost all of them. No. All right, you guys are so wonderful. Thank you so much for being here with us. And Julia, thank you for always holding this platform.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Absolutely. My pleasure. And thank you, Tracy, for making
clearing out the sinuses. Yeah. Yeah. Not taking a nap today. You guys are wonderful. We'll see.
We have like 30 seconds. So something really quick. You have a message.
Yeah, I kind of do. I'm going camping next weekend, and I just realized I won't be here for next Friday.
Well, okay, there we go. I wasn't expecting that.
Is there another message?
That's going to be it.
Okay, you guys, sorry about that, but
have fun.
Keep your chin up.
Have fun. Right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.